Seymour Branch questionable is one more likely than the other?
Well, I mean, Branch was limited today in practice. Seymour didn't participate. Our plan is to work both those guys out before the game and see where they're at. We'll make our decision on game day.
How would you describe the week of practice, Coach?
I thought we had one of our better weeks of practice. I think our guys are ready to play. And now we just got to go out there on Sunday and play. And play the way we're capable of playing. And that's what we got to go out and do.
Different are the Chiefs from now, from the last time you
played them? I don't think a whole lot different. I think they're still very similar. Obviously there's been some personnel changes, both offensively and defensively. Some guys are out, but I think schematically they're very similar in what they do. Defensively, they do a pretty good job down in the red zone and on third down, and that's been consistent with same way it was when we first played them. Obviously, offensively, they run the ball exceptionally well. I think Jamaal Charles is an outstanding running back. So I think they're very similar to the way they were the first time we played.
How do they adjust with that ball? How do the backups get out to
win? Well, we'll have to see how they end up lining up. We don't know exactly how they'll line up. But I know that Bo was one of their favorite targets. So we'll have to see how the game plays out, how they try to distribute the ball. Well, I think they're both fairly similar. Brady's probably going to stay in the pocket just a little bit more. I think both of them are good quarterbacks. I think the biggest thing is being able to turn the ball, turn around and hand the ball off to Jamaal Charles. And that's the biggest thing we got to make sure we can defend.
What's your assessment of Crispo so far this year?
From where he came from, a sixth-round pick out of Georgia State who played in a two-point stance most of the time, he's made a lot of improvement. He's worked extremely hard, and he's played a little bit more than we really would have anticipated, but that's been good for him. It'll be good for him moving forward.
With the quarterbacks, if you get the opportunity to play more than one, will you go to Matt first or will you go with Pryor?
Well, we'll see how the game plays out. If you look at the depth chart, Carson's listed as one, Matt's listed as two, and Terrell's listed as three. So, but we'll see how the game plays out as far as that's concerned.
So Matt would play ahead of Pryor?
Well, it depends on what the circumstances are.
Okay. Yeah, the Fenn had maybe his best game against these Chiefs in 14 yards at all. How much are you now at this point, obviously wanting to win, but do you want to just say, I've got to establish a rushing game?
Well, we obviously need to be able to run the football, and we want to be able to run the football in this game. But we're going to approach every game, although we're going to play some younger guys, we're going to approach every game with the thought process of trying to win the football game. This isn't preseason. This isn't where you just work on things just to see where you're at. This is regular season NFL football, and we're trying to win football games. But in the process, we do want to get a chance to look at some young guys.
Fullback is going to get a shot.
Yeah, yeah. I would anticipate that we would see him getting into the game some.
Mm-hmm. I've been pretty impressed with him, I assume.
Yeah, he's done. He's done a nice job in a short period of time picking up the offense. He's done a nice job.
When coming in,
you didn't want to try to say his name, did you?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I've already screwed that one up once.
he was compared a lot to Marcel Reese. Would you say that's inadequate?
I would say probably similar in some ways. Both of those guys are fullback type players, but also have the ability to run the ball from the tailback position. So I would say they're similar in that regard.
Last week was the most snaps that Andre Carter's had so far. How's he coming along?
His body's coming along a lot better, and he's really beginning to improve a lot, getting back into the swing. Obviously, sitting out as long as he did, there was some rust early, but he's moving around a lot better, and I would expect to continue to see his snaps, increase.
Yesterday, Greg Knapp said he expected kind of a rough transition this year offensively because of the new scheme. Did you also expect it to be this hard?
Well, I mean, this hard, I don't know exactly how much. But I think you realize anytime you come into something and you do something totally new, that there's going to be growing pains. And so that wasn't a surprise. Obviously, our record's not where I want it to be. And we got three games to do something about it.
Does that do it, guys? Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Tom.